Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. Hurricane Milton has left more than 3 million homes and businesses without power after tearing its way across the US state of Florida. The huge storm made landfall on Wednesday night near Sarasota, south of Tampa Bay, bringing fierce 200-kilometre-an-hour winds. Gordon Carrera reports.
Stay inside and off the roads is the message in Tampa as emergency workers try to assess the damage wrought by Milton and rescue those trapped after intense wind and rain overnight. Across Florida, around 3 million people are without power, and the roof was ripped off a sports stadium which was being used to house emergency workers. People are being told to avoid wading through floodwater, which can be filled with toxins and debris. Deaths have been reported on the Atlantic coast, which the hurricane has now left after it swept across the state.
Health workers in Gaza say more than 20 people have been killed and dozens more wounded in an Israeli strike that hit a school sheltering displaced Palestinians in Deir al-Bala, in the centre of the enclave. Our Middle East correspondent Yolan Nell has the latest.
Videos from the scene in Deir al-Bala show a cloud of smoke and dust rising up as people rush to help the injured. Witnesses say there were two airstrikes targeting two rooms in the school, which was packed with displaced families. They say that food aid, including children's milk, had been stored there and was distributed from the site. Israel's military says that Hamas operatives were using the compound and that prior to carrying out what it described as a precise strike, it took steps to mitigate the risk of harming civilians.
Lebanese officials say an Israeli airstrike has killed five health workers in the south of the country. They say about 50 emergency workers have now been killed in the past week. The Israeli army says it's carried out more than 100 airstrikes against Hezbollah targets over the past day. It says its forces have clashed with and killed a number of Hezbollah fighters. In sports, the Spanish tennis superstar Rafael Nadal has announced his retirement from the sport at the end of this season. In a video message posted on X, the 22-time Grand Slam champion said he was stepping back from professional tennis after some difficult years. Our tennis correspondent Russell Fuller looks back on his career.
Rafael Nadal says he leaves with the absolute peace of mind of a man who has thrown everything at his career. The last of his 22 Grand Slam titles and record 14 French Open titles came at Roland Garros in 2022. Injuries, which often blighted his career, have limited him since, but he could still win a fifth Davis Cup with Spain in Malaga next month. Famous early on for his pirate pants and sleeveless tops, the physicality of his performances was breathtaking, and the rivalry with Roger Federer, the heartbeat of his career.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. President Volodymyr Zelensky has held talks in London with the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and the new head of NATO, Mark Rutte, as he pushes for more support for Ukraine. He's visiting a number of European capitals, including Paris and Rome, later today. Mr. Zelensky is discussing the details of his plan for trying to defeat Russia's invading forces. Ukraine's armed forces say they've struck a military airfield in southwestern Russia. The general staff said the strike hit an ammunition warehouse at the Kharkivskaya airfield in the Republic of Adygea. Some reports have suggested a fuel depot was hit. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials say two people were injured in a Russian strike on a residential block in the city of Kryvyi Rih. South Korea has denounced a decision by North Korea to cut off all roads and railways that once linked the two countries. Pyongyang announced on Wednesday that it would permanently shut all routes south and would build more defence structures along its border. The North has already removed streetlights and added landmines along the roads, while also dismantling some sections of railway track. This year's Nobel Prize in Literature has been awarded to the South Korean author Han Kang, who becomes the first South Korean to win the prize. The chairman of the Nobel Committee, Anders Olsson, said Ms. Kang's work was a combination of different genres.
Her work in crossing the boundaries between art forms is clearly reflected in her writing. Her major international breakthrough was the novel The Vegetarian, a harshly effective yet poetic portrayal of the violent consequences that proceed from the protagonist's refusal to eat meat. Han Kang's physical empathy for the vulnerable, often female lives, is palpable.
That's the latest BBC News.